When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Let's begin. The night was dark and silent over the small suburban town of Cedar Hollow. 12-year-old Jake sat alone in his dimly lit room, bathed in the eerie glow of his desktop computer. His parents were out for the night, leaving him home alone. A common occurrence, but tonight was different. Jake was engrossed in his online world, chatting with friends on MSN. The glow of the screen casting a soft, bluish hue on his face. The clock ticked past midnight, and the only sound was the faint hum of the computer. The rules about talking to strangers on the internet echoed in his mind, but the allure of virtual friendships overshadowed caution. Half of Jake's friends list consisted of strangers he had met online, people from distant places who shared common interests. As he typed away, a sense of isolation settled in. The familiar creaks of the old house took on a haunting quality in the stillness of the night. Out of the digital void, a message appeared on his screen. It was from a username he vaguely recognized, someone he'd chatted with a few times. The message was unnerving, detailing mundane activities from the past hour. What Jake had eaten, what games he played, and even when he last stood up. A chill ran down Jake's spine and a knot tightened in his stomach. How could this person know such intimate details of his life? Panic set in as he contemplated the implications. The room was dimly lit, with only the glow of the computer screen illuminating the shadows. Jake's desktop faced a large window that overlooked the quiet street. Suddenly, the sense of being watched overwhelmed him. A paralyzing fear seized him as he considered the possibility that this online acquaintance had somehow breached the digital barrier and invaded his reality. Frantically, Jake scanned the room, peering into the darkness beyond the window. The night outside seemed impenetrable, concealing secrets and potential threats. He couldn't shake the feeling that unseen eyes were fixed upon him. In a trembling voice, Jake messaged his online friend, demanding an explanation. The response came swiftly, describing in unsettling detail the layout of Jake's room, the posters on the walls, and the placement of his furniture. The terror intensified as Jake realized the intruder wasn't merely guessing, but had an intimate knowledge of his surroundings. Heart pounding, Jake ripped the power cord from his computer, plunging the room into darkness. He stumbled to the window, desperately searching for any signs of an intruder. The night remained silent, and the shadows whispered their secrets. Unable to shake the fear, Jake barricaded himself in his room, leaving only a small gap in the duct-taped curtains to peer outside. Every creak of the house, every rustle of leaves, sent shivers down his spine. The night dragged on, the darkness outside seemingly impenetrable. Jake's imagination ran wild, conjuring unseen figures lurking in the shadows. The room felt like a fortress, yet the unease persisted. As the first light of dawn broke through, dispelling the darkness, Jake cautiously emerged from his refuge. The sense of being watched lingered, a ghostly presence that refused to dissipate. The ordeal left a mark on Jake, a permanent scar etched into his psyche. 10 years passed, but the memory of that haunting night endured. Jake, now an adult, still covered every camera on his devices with thick duct tape. The events of that night remained unresolved, a chilling enigma that lurked in the shadows, casting a perpetual veil of uncertainty over his sense of security. And so, the house in Cedar Hollow stood, concealing its own secrets, as the echoes of that night reverberated through the silent corridors of time, leaving questions unanswered and shadows unexplored. Whispers in the Shadows. In the quiet town of Ravensbrook, where streets were lined with old oaks and shadows danced under the glow of street lamps, lived a family in a charming house on Maple Street. The Harrisons were a typical suburban family, mom, dad, and their 8-year-old daughter, Emily. Little did they know that a chilling event would unfold one fateful evening when Emily found herself home alone. It was a crisp autumn night, the air tinged with the scent of fallen leaves. The sun had dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows across the Harrisons' backyard. Emily's parents had left for a dinner party, leaving her in the care of the soft glow of the living room lamps and the comforting hum of the television. As the night settled in, Emily's attention was drawn to the kitchen. The trash needed to be taken out, a mundane chore that took on an ominous air in the darkness. Hesitant but dutiful, Emily ventured into the backyard, the sliding glass door creaking behind her. The yard was bathed in moonlight, and the soft rustle of leaves whispered secrets only the night knew. Emily clutched the trash bag, her small frame illuminated by the dim glow from the kitchen window. Just as she reached the edge of the backyard, a sudden unease crept over her. The shadows seemed to thicken, casting an eerie pallor over the familiar surroundings. Ignoring the sensation, Emily leaned over the trash bin, her focus on the task at hand. That's when it happened. A skeletal hand, gnarled and ghostly pale, shot out from the side of the back deck. It grasped Emily's ankle with a vice-like grip, sending shockwaves of terror through her young frame. A guttural gasp escaped her lips as she felt the force trying to yank her into the shadows. Fear constricted her chest, and in that harrowing moment, Emily's scream pierced the stillness of the night. The skeletal hand recoiled, releasing its hold as if the echo of her scream repelled it. Without a second thought, Emily sprinted toward the house, her heartbeat drowning out the night's whispers. The sliding glass door slammed shut behind her, sealing off the unseen menace lurking in the shadows. Emily rushed to the living room, her breath ragged and eyes wide with terror. She tried to make sense of the surreal encounter with the skeletal hand that had reached out from the darkness. As she huddled on the couch, the house seemed to hold its breath. The clock ticked away each passing second, and Emily's fear slowly morphed into a chilling awareness that something otherworldly had touched the edges of her reality. Hours passed, and Emily's parents returned, blissfully unaware of the chilling events that had unfolded in their absence. The warmth of the living room lights chased away the shadows that clung to the corners, but the memory of the skeletal hand lingered in the air like an unspoken secret. Days turned into weeks, and the incident became a haunting tale shared among the neighborhood children, a cautionary story of the unseen that lurked just beyond the reach of the known. Emily herself couldn't shake the feeling that the shadows held secrets, whispers that beckoned from the periphery of her consciousness. In the years that followed, the Harrison family moved away from Ravensbrook, leaving behind the quaint house on Maple Street. The skeletal hand became a distant memory, a surreal encounter that defied explanation. Yet, Ravensbrook retained its silent allure, a town where shadows whispered and the line between reality and the unknown blurred. And so, the tale of Emily's encounter with the skeletal hand became woven into the fabric of Ravensbrook's mysteries, a story passed down through generations, leaving those who heard it to wonder about the secrets that lingered in the shadows of the quiet town. Shadows of the Asylum. In the small town of Pinecrest, nestled on the outskirts of a city in the United States, live two siblings, Timmy and his 7-year-old sister, Lily. Their quaint home sat on the edge of a forest, a mere stone's throw away from the looming presence of an abandoned insane asylum. For as long as Timmy could remember, tales of escapees from the asylum venturing into the town had been woven into the fabric of local lore. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows over Pinecrest, Timmy found himself in an unexpected role. His parents had left him in charge of Lily, a responsibility that felt weightier than ever in the eerie silence of their home. The asylum, long abandoned and shrouded in mystery, stood as a haunting backdrop to their childhood. It had been a routine for escapees to wander into their yard, seeking refuge before realizing the futility of their journey to the distant town. Tonight, however, was different. Timmy and Lily were engrossed in their own world, playing games and trying to stave off the unease that lingered in the air. The forest beyond their backyard seemed to hold secrets, and the distant echoes of the asylum's troubled history whispered through the rustling leaves. As darkness settled in, a shadowy figure emerged from the woods, stumbling into the dim glow of their driveway. The siblings froze, their eyes widening as they faced a situation beyond their young understanding. The woman, disheveled and desperate, approached with an urgency that sent chills down Timmy's spine. "Help! Call the hospital," she pleaded, her voice a strained symphony of desperation. Timmy, wrestling with a mix of fear and responsibility, ushered Lily into the safety of the house and locked the door. With trembling hands, he dialed the number for the hospital, the woman's haunting plea lingering in his ears. As Timmy spoke with the hospital staff, the woman's demeanor grew increasingly agitated. Her cries became a twisted chorus of half-screams and moans, punctuated by a frantic demand. "Matches? I need matches!" The request echoed through the night, a disconcerting melody that sent shivers down Timmy's spine. A sense of foreboding hung heavy in the air as Timmy grappled with the decision to provide the matches. Was it a simple request for a cigarette, or did it conceal darker intentions? The line between compassion and self-preservation blurred in the shadows cast by the asylum. Relief washed over Timmy as the hospital staff assured him they were on their way. The distant wail of sirens signaled their impending arrival. The woman, still fixated on the matches, seemed to teeter on the edge of an unseen abyss. The hospital staff, clad in white, arrived to collect the woman. As they led her away, her eyes locked with Timmy's, a cryptic intensity that left an indelible mark on his young soul. The shadows of the asylum whispered their secrets, and the night held the weight of an untold story. With the woman safely in the hands of the hospital staff, the echoes of that unsettling night lingered in Pinecrest. Timmy and Lily returned to their games, the asylum standing as a silent sentinel in the backdrop of their childhood. Years passed and the siblings grew, the memory of that night becoming a distant tale told in hushed whispers. Pinecrest, forever haunted by the specter of the asylum, concealed its secrets in the rustling leaves and the shadows that danced on the edge of perception. And so, the story of Timmy and Lily, entwined with the mysterious escapee from the asylum, became a thread in the tapestry of Pinecrest's enigmatic history, leaving those who heard it to ponder the thin veil between reality and the unseen shadows that lurked just beyond the edge.
O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.